Hi, and welcome to the Talking Myths project, where we explore myths, legends, and folk tales from across the Indian subcontinent. Today's story comes from the historically rich village of Chandor, located on the banks of Kushavati River in South Goa. This story, titled Dancing for the King, is submitted by Janki Synchro and narrated by Dhruv Synchro. As the night got darker and our anticipation grew with it, the group I was with, I knew we were on the verge of witnessing an age-old tradition. This one supposedly goes back to the 16th century, when Portugal colonized the village of Chandor, Chandrapur as it was once known. Chandrapur was ruled for over 1500 years by different dynasties until Hariharan, the Kadamba king of the Vijayanagar Empire, was conquered by the Portuguese. Through the darkness, I saw the elderly village head, or Gaonkar as he is locally known, stepping out of his elaborate colonial house, dressed in a dhoti, kurta and patka wrapped around his head, and followed by a group of 10 other men, he made his way towards a central meeting point called the Mand. There, at the Mand, they formed a circle, each with a musal in their hands, a type of stick used to pound dry ice, invoked a prayer in their local language of Kokani, and started to dance. Round and round they went in a circular direction and chanting, Hari Haracho Kher Khereta Kher Durga Bhair Shivodita. Hari Haracho Kher Khereta Kher Durga Bhair Shivodita. They did this again and again as they walked through the narrow roads and performed in front of each house along the way. So where did all this come from? Legend has it that when the Portuguese attacked and killed Harihar, the Kadamba king, none of his warriors came to his rescue. This absolutely shook his queen. She was so torn by the incident that she committed suicide, but not before cursing the village. She pronounced that henceforth every woman in the village would immediately become a widow and beat her feet on a stone outside the temple as if to solidify the curse she had invoked. The stone is still maintained outside the chapel of Saint Tiago in Kota Chandor. Because of this curse, people refused to allow their daughters to be married into the village, and so eventually the men had to leave the village and it fell on hard times. Through this dance, even though the number dwindle now, some men of the Chador or warrior class every year come together during the harvest period to recount this tragic past and dance for the king that they failed to defend. Thank you for listening. Talking Myths Project is a curated online archive of myths from across the Indian subcontinent. It provides a platform for anyone, anywhere in the world who has a myth from the region to share and start a conversation around. At Talking Myth Project, we are open to those who have an insight about how much myths came to be, and the project is committed to building a repository of myths that belong to the people of this region. If you like our story, please subscribe and comment on our YouTube channel.